Today's vinyl statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Pauline P. Polly Tishner, 93 of Spring Green, died Tuesday at home following an illness. A funeral mass will be held Wednesday at 11 at St. John's Catholic Church in Spring Green, with burial in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the church Wednesday from 9:30 until the time of mass at 11. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for Pauline P. Polly Tishner, 93 of Spring Green. Forrest J. Frosty Hagenaw, 74 of Hillsboro, died November 18th at Bluffview Memory Care in Holman. A graveside gathering with military rites will take place Wednesday at 11 at the Mount Vernon Cemetery. A celebration of life will follow at the Hillsboro Firemen's Community Center in Hillsboro. In lieu of flowers, memorials would be appreciated to an animal shelter or humane society. The Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro is assisting the family with arrangements for Forrest J. Frosty Hagenaw, 74 of Hillsboro. Shirley Jean Tally Gruber, 84 of Spring Green, died Wednesday at Greenway Manor Nursing Home. Funeral services will be held Thursday at 11 at Christ Lutheran Church in Spring Green. Burial will be Friday at 10 at the Norway Grove Cemetery, DeForest. Friends may call at the church Thursday from 10 until the time of service at 11. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for Shirley Jean Tally Gruber, 84 of Spring Green. Richard Rick Meixelsperger, 71 of Spring Green, died Friday. A funeral mass will be held Friday at 11 at St. Luke's Catholic Church in Plain. Burial will follow at the church cemetery. Friends may call at St. Luke's Catholic Church Friday from 9:30 until the time of mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, a memorial will be established in Rick's memory. Richard Rick Meixelsperger, 71 of Spring Green. Kathy Cox, 67 of Richland Center, died at the Richland Hospital Saturday. A gathering of family and friends will be held Saturday from noon until 2 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. A private family burial will be held at a later date at the Basswood Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Kathy Cox, 67 of Richland Center.